church learned from Cole, who was an ethicist and a humanist, was that the knowledge of the where supersedes the knowledge of the what. He accepted both the Eastern and the Western, and the sum total of them both being greater than the combination or the separation of the two. You find that they take the where, and very much like Smithson, but unlike Thomas Cole, exclude the viewer unless the viewer has somehow some kind of admission pass. If you look at people like Kensett, for instance, to enter this vision.
It really has to do with this moment in the 19th century where the relation between art and life becomes very active, and the questions about the difference between the two become blurry, and there's a wonderful re-announcement that there is a way in which the conduct of life can be artful. There is a sense there is a possibility of the art of life that begins to happen really strongly in the 19th century in the West in general. That was one of the things I was thinking of in terms of church. Making a house that has this kind of apparatus.
In referring to Alana, Church, after he ceases painting, looks out the window and he says to himself, or he actually wrote the scenery, he says he looks at the scenery and the pathetic, wretched thing that's this oil on cloth on his easel and has no comparison to what's out the window. And he realizes that there's an interaction between that landscape and people actually physically enjoying it.
Fisher makes the argument that America imagined is fundamentally spatial and not temporal, and that it's space that is the thing that America imagined becomes attached to for obvious reasons. So there is something about what church is doing there. There's a tremendous assertion of space as a kind of spectacle of form.